The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, it's not quite out with the old and in with the new as we find ourselves in yet another lockdown as COVID cases surge. For Irish businesses forced to close their doors once again, the new year presents new challenges. We're joined by Eileen Fleming, owner of the Buff Day Spa in Dublin, and Mark McGowan, president of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Mark, if I could go to you first, in terms of restaurants, it must be soul destroying for businesses like your own, because you have the Scholars Townhouse Hotel in Drogheda, but also for the association members. It must be soul destroying having opened to close down again so soon.
Absolutely, Richard. It is soul destroying. I mean, we're effectively gone back into hibernation now for the third and in some cases the fourth time. And cash burn alone is, you know, it's very demoralising to see your bank balance going down so low. So I suppose now's the time for us to really start pushing for additional support. It's very much required at the minute, the fact that we're closed. And January is a time that I suppose, I don't know if the takeaway will do as well as it has done prior to this. It's a time where people are kind of concentrating on, you know, your 100 days of walking and so forth. So that's exactly where we're at the minute.
And Mark, during the opening period that was there just before Christmas, did you see much of a bounce back? Were you busy? Were restaurants generally getting something reasonable by way of trade out of it?
It was nearly close to, you know, it was the latter stages of November is where the Christmas period really starts for us. We were looking at near enough to mid-December before we actually got going properly. It was very busy. There was a good bounce back, and everything seemed to be, you know, churning quite well up until, you know, the very short notice that we received. We had to close at, you know, a random time of 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve. I totally understand where the cases were, but unfortunately for us, we're in the business where we have perishable goods, etc. So it was bad news for our entire industry when that news came along.
So what are you going to do now? You mentioned there about takeaway. Will you consider that? Will it work? Is that what you're doing?
Well, absolutely. Like, I think it's very important that we do the best we can to stay open. I think it's very important that we keep the link between ourselves and our customer base, and also the link between our staff, because every time we close down, we seem to lose a couple of really strong bodies. And at the moment, we have a massive skills shortage within our industry. And if we keep losing, I'd be worried looking at into the future of, you know, the culinary landscape when you see so many, you know, chefs disappearing, going into different trades. Because we're in an industry, I suppose, that is at the moment it's insecure. The perception of it's insecure employment for many, and that's why we need as much support as we can going forward. Because I think that an investment in the restaurant sector or the hospitality sector in general, I think, is a good investment, and I think it would be a good return on investment for governments if they were to increase the likes of, say, the COVID restriction support scheme. Would be a huge benefit to us, an extension of the wage subsidy, and that, because we have to look at the vision of where we're going to be in Q3 and Q4, because that's where it is when, by the time our tourists or international visitors come back to us.
And Mark, in terms of the reaction, let's say, from restaurateurs around the country, are people divided on the issue? Everybody, I'm sure, is very unhappy about what's happened, but do some people have a sense of cases have gone up, this kind of had to be done, and I can understand that? Others saying, no, we're being singled out, we have good protocols in place. Because, I mean, in your own case, you've had COVID cases to deal with yourself, haven't you?
We actually have. We had recently enough, we had close contact of a confirmed case within the hotel. And it's important to note that all of the cases, any of the cases that did come in, were through households. So they came through households, and this is very evident, the fact that we had, say, three cases within the hotel itself. One is a night porter that has no interaction with any other employees whatsoever, so that could be guaranteed. And one or two of the other guys have, you know, partners that are working in the HSE. So I'd be very proud of the fact that our guys managed to follow protocol, follow procedure, and make sure that there was no continued spread. So I suppose it reiterates the argument that we are very much controlled, we are regulated environment, and it was good that we were able to nip it in the bud fairly quickly. But
Eileen Fleming joins me here, owner of the Buff Day Spa in Dublin. Eileen, again, very, very difficult for business owners and managers like yourself. What's the mood like among a lot of small business people now?
I think there's huge shock, Richard. We were waiting until we could open on December the 1st. And all along after that, what we heard was that gyms and personal services would be staying open in January and February. And that's what we were gearing up for. So what we would have done is placed huge orders for stock, especially coming from the UK with the uncertainty of Brexit. I personally have placed huge orders for stock coming in from the UK, specifically because we just don't know what the timeline would be like and what delays would be like and stuff like that. And then
so that's all sitting there, that stock. How long does that stock last in your industry?
Between 6 and 12 months, usually, so it does, depending on the actual supplier that it is. But the problem is that, you know, this came as a bolt out of the blue for us. And, you know, for me, my therapists, you know, nobody saw this coming with this new virulent strain coming from the, potentially coming from the UK. So there's a lot of shock and, you know, back into this lockdown, you know, there's a lot of fear, a lot of like, when are we going to open back up? We've been hearing the dates of the 12th of January, the end of January. Personally, we all know that in personal services, it's going to be a hell of a lot longer.
And when you were open, Eileen, were you busy? Because a lot of people were really waiting for hairdressers and barbers to open, you know, I need a haircut or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're, let's say you're doing massage, that kind of thing. Were people comfortable as consumers with the environment and going in? Did you have many people coming in?
Well, the first week, it's always a slow start within the beauty industry for coming back in, because there's a big difference between coming in for a massage or a facial or a manicure versus if you've got an inch of grey, which is very visible to the outside world. But, you know, we were busy enough, but we still had big gaps in our day for therapists. So, for example, my head therapist, Maria, she would normally have a cancellation list and you couldn't book in with her for 2 or 3 weeks. Whereas Maria, even my head therapist, had still gaps of 3 or 4 hours each day. Now, she is obviously getting paid full-time wages, but I'm only able to put in so many appointments with her. So, you know, the second week then it got a little bit busier. But then once on the media, when there was talks of this new lockdown and potentially closing personal services, the Thursday before Christmas, I had a full appointment book for Friday and Saturday. And the phone started ringing Thursday evening and Friday morning with cancellations left, right and centre the week before Christmas, which is unheard of.
So you were really putting out fires. From your point of view, in terms of the business from here on, are you satisfied and comfortable that you will be able to reopen? How long can you run with the current circumstances?
Yeah, that's very difficult to say. I mean, I know there is good government supports there already, and I'm really, really grateful for the likes of the wage subsidy scheme, the CRSS. But truth be told, it's not enough. Even when our doors are closed, there is still a lot of outgoings. Like, we all know about the rent, the insurance costs, you know, even things like maintenance contracts, like credit card terminal fees, phone fees, web hosting. There's so many fees there that are still coming out of the business that the CRSS does not cover when we're actually closed. And, you know, it's only a matter of time where I suppose we do need more supports, and we need the certainty of knowing what those supports are. Like, the wage subsidy scheme is due to end on the 31st of March. But, and no doubt, I'm sure the government are going to extend that, you know, whether we're open or not. But we need to know as business owners where we stand, and we need to get that clarity now for our own peace of mind.
OK. Eileen Fleming and Mark McGowan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. And hopefully we will start to see improvements in relation to this as the year progresses and the vaccine rollout progresses.